Hi, I'm Preeti Sangwan. I'm a lawyer practicing in the area of civil and family law, and for the past 2 years, I've been on the board of the Erin Mills Farmers Market. I've always wanted to get involved and learn more about the local food security and sustainability, and we're here today to launch a project to learn about our local food production and service industry here in the GTA. Today is an introduction to what I hope will be many conversations with local individuals, and I'm joined by Jane Hayes of Garden Jane and Hoffman Hayes. Jane has been involved in the Erin Mills Farmers Market as a project developer and designer. Hi Jane, would you please tell us a little about yourself?
Hi Preeti, it's great to be here. So I have been a designer and a community developer on the project since 2013. It was a partnership with the Daniels Corporation, who's a local developer. They owned two kitty corner lots at Erin Mills and Eglinton Avenue West. And Daniel Hoffman and I, Daniel was a social worker farmer from the Cutting Veg, and me from Garden Jane decided we would work together to help them engage the community and help them start a farmer's market. However, it was a muddy field and the market needed some context. And so we needed to think about how to make that work, and we ended up growing community gardens around the market. It was quite an intense process. There were 400 people involved in that first year, and there was hardly anyone living around there, so it was quite a piece of work. What was really cool about it is that over, about a year later, the developer realized that their goal was actually to build community before the community moved in. This was a big moment for everybody. The area is slated to have about 4,000 people living there, and about half of those folks have moved in now. So my role 8 years in changes every year, but I'm primarily focused on building a regenerative, i.e. a healthy and resilient community in Erin Mills and beyond.
That's really exciting, Jane. Jane, you and I have been working together on the Erin Mills Farmers Market Board for the past 2 years. The Erin Mills Farmers Market has a vision to grow interconnected, resilient communities rooted in healthy urban food systems. We've been talking about taking another step towards our vision through interviews with people who are working in or working to change the food system. Could you tell us a little more about why this project is important right now?
Yes, there have been several motivations over time with this idea. On a personal front, I've long had an interest in documenting the insight and knowledge of people in the field. Interviewing is such an opportunity to learn about and share what the local food system network looks like as it's attempting to get healthier and more resilient. While this project was being built, others were helping build a map of projects across Ontario with many dozens of projects, including the Erin Mills Farmers Market. And these were all basically community regenerative projects. Right now we have a especially good motivation, which is COVID-19, which has introduced all sorts of challenges and is likely to keep doing so in the months ahead to our food security. And COVID-19 is certainly helping us see the weaknesses in our food system and also where we might strengthen through our community work. This situation is such an opportunity to study that network and possibly answer questions our community has under the current circumstances.
And what do we hope to accomplish in this project? How does it connect to these broader goals?
Yeah, the Erin Mills Farmers Market values are health, community, and quality. And we look at those from a personal all the way out to broader environmental and social expressions. So for example, we see health starting with personal health and then moving into social and community health and all the way out into environmental health. We see community engagement as starting with fun, but moving out into leadership. And then quality, we're really interested in quality food, of course, but we're also looking to have quality experience and then moving out into quality relationships, diverse quality experiences and sustainable ones as well. So we go from simpler to more complex, and personal stories really help us connect and learn about all those points along the way and those values. I'm going to give you a personal story as an example. So Gabby joined our project a number of years ago as a gardener, and she just, came by and planted a willow dome with us and got into it just quietly on the side, not really a lot of fanfare, just engaging. And she found a great deal of personal joy in the gardens, and it was really great to see that. And she had an epiphany at one point, and she decided she was going to study holistic nutrition. And then a little while longer, decided she actually wanted to start to become a vendor at the market. And eventually she decided she wanted to be the market manager. And now she's involved in connecting with farmers all over to bring them to market. And it's just an absolute delight to see her grow with the project in depth and experience and her joy. So this is one story of many, and we hope to learn and share insights from people like Gabby about our local food system and really to encourage discussions around and support of healthy food access. Under the current circumstances, it's certainly pressing that we do that.
These stories are wonderful and so fun to listen to. Gabby's built a whole community around her work. What can learning about her and others like her bring to the Erin Mills and Greater Toronto Area communities?
I'm going to answer that on a personal level first. For one, hopefully listeners will be a little more knowledgeable about where food comes from and how it moves from field to table or from seed to table even. Hopefully it inspires good eating and growing and getting to know local farmers and other food system workers. And at the broadest level, it would be great to put this information about our community on bigger maps of such projects like the Permaculture Map of Ontario. Because as we share information and stories more broadly, it's clear that we're going to be able to grow our community capacity. And that'll help us have the conversations we know we need to have to help grow a better and stronger food system.
I'm looking forward to all the stories we'll be able to share through this project and explore all the work that's being done in the community. I hope the listeners will find it as meaningful as we do. It's a new project that we're navigating through enthusiastically, so I hope you'll all join in. These interviews will be accessible through the Erin Mills Farmers Market website, and we hope to host it on SoundCloud. Please stay tuned through the Erin Mills Farmers Market newsletter for updates. You can learn more about Jane, her work, and the Permaculture Map of Ontario through gardenjane.com. I'm Preeti. I'm so glad you could join us today. Have a happy day.